The following lecture by Trigueirinho, Our Response to the Cosmos 5, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in December 2006.
Hoje nós vamos refletir sobre nossa resposta ao cosmos.
Today we are going to reflect on our response to the cosmos, the fifth part of this series.
Nós sabemos que a humanidade é una.
We know that humanity is one,
todo o universo,
and can be found throughout the universe on different levels of consciousness, either materialized or not.
Uma parte da humanidade está em corpo físico.
Here on Earth, one part of humanity is in physical body.
Não é físico.
But in other parts of the universe, it is not physical, it is on other levels of consciousness.
Da humanidade fora da Terra,
and most of humanity outside of the Earth did not undergo the fall. It was only here on Earth that there was a fall. Therefore, these extraterrestrials are our brothers, but they did not experience the fall. And this is significant, as we shall see.
A porcentagem de intelectualidade em quem não passou pela queda,
the intellectual quotient of those who did not undergo the fall is much higher than here on Earth.
Como nós,
a human from the surface of the Earth, like us, has an intellectual level equal to 8%.
Uma intelectualidade 100%. Em alguns níveis extraterrestres,
if we take the intellectual level in some strata of extraterrestrials to be 100%,
evoluído, não tem 8%,
the level of the present evolved intraterrestrial beings is not 8%, but 80%. So they are far more evolved than we are. So much so, they are no longer on the surface, and also no longer on the physical level. What is the meaning of being on the surface of a planet? It denotes a superficial intellectuality. So the evolved intraterrestrials have 80% of the intellectuality that pertains to human beings. And the present evolved extraterrestrial human would have 100% of this measure. The extraterrestrials that surpass this measure are superhuman beings. They are entities, consciousnesses. They are no longer human individuals, as some extraterrestrials still are. Since humans of the surface of the Earth have forgotten their cosmic origin, because with 8% of intellectuality, they can no longer remember their origins. So, having forgotten where they came from, they manifest separateness towards intraterrestrials, towards extraterrestrials, and all these entities.
Todos esses seres e todas essas consciências,
all these terrestrial or extraterrestrial beings and all these consciousnesses, whether or not they are evolved, all these consciousnesses are manifestations of the one life. We are not separate. We have different levels of consciousness. We differ in our grades of consciousness, but we have the same inner essence. Inwardly, we have the same essence. We have the same potential. What differs is our level of evolution and also our conditions of life.
nos ampliando em consciência,
because as we go on expanding our consciousness,
leis,
we enter new laws,
leis mais
higher laws, more advanced laws,
leis mais avançadas,
and as we get into these more advanced laws,
de vida,
we begin to have different conditions of life,
fora do plano
either
físico,
on the physical level or outside of it.
Há seres que ultrapassaram este nosso padrão de intelectualidade.
Some beings who have surpassed this standard of intellectuality of ours began their evolution on earth, and others, as we have seen, began before
durante a época da queda,
and were not on earth during the time of the fall.
Por queda,
what
queda
do
do
we mean by fall, the fall of man, as it happened here
da terra,
during the beginnings of the creation of the earth? As soon as the earth emerged as a planet, what was this fall?
Logo no princípio,
humans here, right in the beginning, got involved with forces of involution.
Redundou na concentração dos seus fogos,
and this resulted in the concentration of their fires, their igneous energy, on the
corpo,
lower energy centers of the body.
Toda parte a
so
ser
all the igneous energy, all the part that was supposed to be developed as energy in the beginning was located in the lower part of the body. This was one of the reasons.
A esta altura, quando
and also at this stage,
poderia ter escolhido
when human evolution on earth could have made the choice between having free will and following the higher law of evolution, these beings, with their fallen energy, chose free will. And they also made the choice for sexual reproduction, which would not have been necessary, for this only exists here.
A enveredar mais do que era
previsto. So this led humans to venture more than foreseen into material density.
Tão envolvido com a matéria densa.
Man was never meant to be so caught up in dense matter, but he could be more connected with
mais sutil,
and work more with subtle matter.
O homem também enveredou.
And man also got caught up in instinctive impulses, in the forces of desire. And with all this, he began to identify himself with the form aspect of life. You can see nowadays how much humans are identified with their bodies, how much people are identified with material goods.
Está envolvido com toda esta parte exterior.
How much human beings are caught up in all this external dimension, with all this tangible side of life? In this way, humans curtailed the development of their mental and brain capacity, and thus ended up with this percentage of intellectuality.
Em detrimento
this evidently happened to the detriment of the development of intuition, of the development of contact with higher levels,
retomando tudo isso,
and now all this is being taken up again, and all this is becoming perceived, and there are many impulses, including extraterrestrial ones,
e o planeta possam se elevar,
for humans and the planet to be able to be uplifted, to be able to change their level of consciousness.
O caminho para isto está sendo, ou será,
the way for this to happen is or will be through the purification of the earth, the purification of the planet that we already see happening, and this purification is underway and is going to expand.
Uma renovação da humanidade.
And this will bring about a renewal of humanity.
De purificação,
because during certain processes of purification,
preferem, na sua profunda intimidade,
some beings,
recomeçar.
Deep within themselves,
então,
prefer to begin again.
Alguma outra
so
parte
they will
do
begin
universo.
Again in some
e
other part of the universe.
Uma renovação
and
da
this
humanidade.
Will allow a renewal to take place in humanity. And this renewal has already begun and is taking place concurrently with the purification of the earth and of humanity. And this renewal refers to the new genetic code which is already being incorporated into human consciousness of those who inwardly and deeply have opted for the new humanity.
Está sendo aplicado
so this new genetic code is being applied
é
in our consciousness.
De renovação.
And this is
e
our guarantee
vê,
of renewal and not what
demonstra.
We see and not what
Porque
humans display.
Genético,
because this new genetic code that is applied in our consciousness
se mostra, ele não se revela
imediatamente. Is not revealed right away. This takes
isto
time.
Tem que ser trabalhado,
this has to be worked on within the inner being and it gradually becomes manifested.
Genético,
and with this new genetic code,
que nós
human
de
beings
direito,
will activate what we call the right side consciousness, which is evolution, the expansion of our consciousness taking place not through the chakras, which are outside the etheric body, but through other nuclei, which are outside of the physical body, on a level beyond the physical body, and beyond the mental level.
Com estas mudanças, com essas transformações,
with these changes, with these transformations,
muitos seres que hoje estão na superfície,
many beings who are on the surface today
para a vida intraterrena,
will be able to go on to intraterrestrial life,
física, aqui neste mesmo planeta,
to non-physical life on this very planet.
Está num ritmo de sutilização.
Because the planet itself is experiencing a movement towards becoming more subtle. And the beings who today are intraterrestrial are beginning to be transferred to extraplanetary spheres. So there is a great renewal taking place.
Conhecimentos que são oriundos de planetas vizinhos.
Information coming from neighboring planets of this solar system or information coming from other solar systems is becoming accessible. As we saw in last month's session, we saw how much we are being helped and how much we are being stimulated by different planets, constellations and stars and so on.
E ao se usar em termos como terrestres e extraterrestres,
and when we use the terms like terrestrial and extraterrestrial, we are referring to a temporary situation.
Certos desenvolvimentos na humanidade da superfície.
Because as soon as certain events take place in humanity of the surface, these humans will all feel the same. They will no longer feel different from their brothers from the cosmos, from their extraterrestrial brothers.
Os seres intraterrenos e os seres extraterrestres,
the intraterrestrial and extraterrestrial beings who have attained a higher evolution may be more evolved than beings of the surface, but not all have reached higher evolution. Higher evolution is 100% of the capacity to develop consciousness.
a evolução superior,
and those who have already attained higher evolution, some of which have even transcended the human state, as we shall see, and are already on the way to superhuman evolution, on the way to cosmic evolution, these beings are stimulating humanity of the surface to have a broader vision of the universe,
relacionamento, a estabelecer uma relação
and
com
to
eles.
Interrelate, to establish a relationship with them. And in spite of appearances to the contrary,
com estes seres humanos,
this contact with these human beings and with these superhuman beings
encontra-se muito mais adiantada
is far more advanced than it seems to be, far more than we think.
E o trabalho hoje de toda esta conjuntura,
and today the work of all this setup, the work
seres,
of all these beings,
ou essas
these consciousnesses, or these hierarchies, is to stimulate humankind and to stimulate the planet also. Because many of them work with the planet and do not only work with humanity. Many of them work directly with the planet to uplift its consciousness. So the work today is to raise the consciousness of humans of the surface, human beings who are on the planet and the planet itself.
Numa reunião passada,
we already saw during a previous session that the superphysical bases are here to carry out certain tasks.
Bases na terra,
we looked at some bases on Earth like Niskalkat, and we also looked
exemplo,
at bases outside of the Earth, as for example Antares.
Tanto estas bases que nós já estudamos,
the bases which we have already studied, as well as what today we are going to call commands,
tanto as bases como os comandos,
both the bases and the commands
interferem no livre-arbítrio humano.
Do not intervene in human free will. We have to have
porque
this clear right from the beginning,
é uma lei mental,
because free will
o não é uma
is
lei
a mental law. Free will is not a spiritual law. Free will is not a higher law. Free will is a mental law, a law from the mental level. So these commands and these bases or these hierarchies do not intervene in our free will.
Quando foi proposto à humanidade escolher,
and when humanity was given the opportunity to choose to follow the higher will, and thus to take part in universal and cosmic evolution without retrocession, therefore beyond the law of natural evolution, beyond the law of material evolution, this was not accepted, and so we remained on the level of free will. Therefore, all these beings or consciousnesses or entities, all this help can only be applied openly if we allow it. This fact is clear to all the lucid terrestrials, and it is law for all extraterrestrials. So we have a specific task, a certain function during this time, this stage of the Earth, this phase, this stage of humanity's development, which is to look within ourselves to see if we are giving our permission for this to happen, not only within ourselves, but also to take place in the planet. We are a cell in all this. We are a part of all this.
Não tudo, não
and
é?
Many things,
muitas
not
coisas,
all,
dependem, embora sejam
but
coisas secundárias,
many things that may even be secondary depend on
que fazemos
this permission of ours. They depend on what we do with
existem
our free will.
Na Terra, existem na órbita da Terra,
on Earth,
ou nos planos de
on the sphere of the Earth,
internos, superiores,
or on
que fazem parte
higher,
da Terra,
inner levels of consciousness that are part of the Earth,
que são
there are many commands
de hierarquias,
which are clusters of hierarchies and consciousnesses
do que nós.
On a level that is much higher than ours.
Eles conduzem tarefas
and these commands
tipos,
carry out all sorts of tasks in different points
agora,
of the cosmos.
Tarefas, que estes comandos representam,
now these tasks which the commands represent and which these commands fulfill
por eles.
Are not
não
tasks planned by them.
Por eles.
They are not
como
plans which they make, such as happens with terrestrial
planos.
Humans here who make
estes
their own
comandos,
plans.
Estes seres superiores,
these commands, these higher beings,
com um plano divino.
Are identified
eles
with a divine plan.
Com um plano único,
they are identified with a single plan, which encompasses everything that is meant to happen,
universo.
Everything that is to be developed
então,
in the universe. So these commands
vamos
with whom
sintonia,
we should try to become attuned
tipo
in this type
estes
of meeting
representam em diferentes graus,
in differing degrees, these commands
cosmos,
represent
graus.
The central consciousness
então,
of the cosmos in different degrees.
Muito
some commands are closely identified with the central consciousness of the cosmos,
mas num grau
and
diferente.
Others are identified
então,
to a lesser degree.
De comandos,
so there is a hierarchy of commands depending on the level of the central consciousness of the cosmos, which has already been absorbed and with which
esses
the command has already become identified.
Não estejam todos no mesmo
although
grau
these
de
commands are not all on the same level of identification with the central consciousness of the cosmos, they invariably respond to perfection to the impulses of the law which governs them. They respond positively because they have already transcended or they have never used what we call free will. So they respond to perfection.
Eles respondem com
all of them respond perfectly
desta lei única.
To the impulses of this one law.
Os comandos que se relacionam com a humanidade da superfície,
the commands who interact with humanity of the surface take upon themselves
das almas
the inner
das
formation of the souls
então,
and the
nós
monads.
Temos no nosso nível de alma,
so on the level of our soul,
monada,
on the level of our monad,
espírito,
on the level of our spirit, a training is taking place in us. Many of these commands are attuned with what we call the hierarchy of teaching, and others are attuned with other hierarchies, or they represent those hierarchies, and all of them work on the monadic level,
em nível de
on
alma.
The spiritual level or on
dada
the soul
a situação
level.
Planetária, o caos,
because
as guerras,
of the planetary conditions of chaos, of wars, of disharmony, of disunion, because of these conditions,
estão muito centrados
these commands are
no
intensely
resgate,
focused on our rescue.
Na nossa
they are strongly focused on upraising
normal.
Us from this normal human level where there are wars, there is disharmony, there are struggles, there is destitution, ignorance, all this which we know so well. And many of these commands are directly engaged in lifting our souls and in lifting our spirits out of these places, out of these environments.
Esses comandos fazem parte Aqueles que no passado nós chamávamos de mestres.
Those whom in the past we called masters and those whom we called great teachers of the hierarchies who walked this earth are part of these commands. Today we call them commands.
Muito do funcionamento
because we have already learned much about the functioning of this cosmic evolution. Many of us have already received certain information. Many have had contact with or already recognized the space vessels, or we have been in inner contact with these hierarchies. So in the vibration today, it would not be fitting to call someone a master or to call someone a teacher, such as we used to do in the past. But today, all these are commands, consciousnesses, beings or entities who administer this entire operation. And this is why they are called commands. And it is out of love that they give of themselves to the regeneration of the human race. They have no intention, no motive to use the human race for anything at all. The entire process is aimed at helping to develop consciousness, to uplift. So this is the only intention, this is the only plan, to raise this consciousness. There is no other issue at stake from the point of view of these levels of reality.
Esses comandos, eles têm acesso a qualquer dimensão.
These commands have access to any dimension and to any level of consciousness known to us here on earth.
Que tanto eles podem receber,
so they can receive instructions or impulses from what are called the inner counsels, and they can also receive impulses from specific nuclei of which we are unaware, about which we have no information, but which are specific nuclei within the universe. And this happens according to the vision of each command. Everything is regulated and everything is directed toward linking material consciousness with non-material consciousness. These are two levels of consciousness. Our consciousness can be focused exclusively here on material things, but we can also have non-material consciousness, a kind of consciousness that has nothing to do with this matter with which we are familiar. And there is a plan for these two consciousnesses, for these two levels to be joined, because for the plan of evolution, the plan of evolution of the one consciousness to be developed, these two levels of consciousness have to be unified. These levels of consciousness have to be well amalgamated. This is needed for certain aspects of the plan of evolution to be fulfilled.
Comando da área.
We use the term area of command to designate a hierarchy or to designate a consciousness who is in charge of tasks in a specific area. So we have this term area command.
Pode ter o seu comando.
So a given area can have its command,
o desenvolvimento daquela área,
which is a special command for the development of that area.
Maiores.
And these commands
então,
can also be in charge of wider spheres. So, for example, right now, we could be linked to a command in charge of this area of consciousness, the consciousness of this group here,
que cuida de unir
a command for this area and to a higher command who is in charge of unifying, in charge of projecting this consciousness in a higher nucleus. So we can have various kinds of commands, each one working on a level of consciousness. Of course, even though we might have an area command, we, as command, are subordinate, at least, to a command for the entire planet, or a command for an entire region of the planet.
Os comandos de resgate, que estão esses que...
The rescue commands, who are the majority of the ones who are working on Earth,
na nossa consciência concreta,
also have the task
sutis,
of interposing subtle elements,
menos materiais,
less material elements, into our concrete consciousness, so that we may be able to receive a supramental light, a light that comes from a supramind, from a mind we don't know.
Na nossa constituição é latente, mas ainda não é desenvolvida.
A mind that seeks to be developed in our being, our constitution, but has not yet been able to do so. So there are many commands in action, stimulating us to become more subtle in the more concrete elements of our consciousness, and they are also helping us to receive this light of our supramind, of our more advanced levels.
E isto é o que vai fazer com que aquele coeficiente
and this is what will make that mental coefficient of human intellectuality go from 8% to a higher coefficient.
Esta luz superior,
this supramental light, this higher light that is being intensely worked on in our mental body, in our concrete dimension, is being greatly stimulated to receive it. And this can take place here.
Entre esses comandos, nós ouvimos falar algumas vezes.
In reference to these commands, we sometimes hear about what is called the Alpha and Omega command.
Foi nominado para que a gente
and this command was mentioned so that we could attune specifically with this command. If we were not on Earth, and if we were not intellectual, we would not need any name at all, because we would make the connection spiritually, and we would go to the precise point. But for us who are mental, to be able to go to the precise point inside this ocean of progress, this ocean of evolution, and this ocean of laws as well, we have been given the name Alpha and Omega command, so that we can concentrate on a single point and not disperse our mind on different points that we may hear about, the various aspects of the plan of evolution. And we should really know the different aspects of the plan of evolution, because we must become open to all of them. But we have to do this exercise of concentrating. We have to do this exercise of pulling ourselves together, of concentrating our consciousness on a single point, so that we may become strengthened, and so that we may see these realities more clearly. So this Alpha and Omega command includes several consciousnesses from the Alpha and Omega Council, which is another level. This Alpha and Omega Council is a hierarchy. This is a group of consciousnesses. But the Alpha and Omega Command is on an executive level, so to speak. Some may even be incarnated at certain times, during certain periods or in certain cycles. And the Alpha and Omega Council is a different level of the same work of the same group.
Se ele tem representantes
and since this Alpha and Omega command has representatives
concreto,
who are incarnated
material,
on the surface or on some other more concrete, more material plane, this command
muito naturalmente,
very naturally collaborates
da Operação Resgate.
With the space vessels of the rescue operation.
E estes comandos estão todos em contato
and all
com as
these
bases
commands are in contact with the superphysical bases or with some base
experimentalmente
that may be experimentally working on the physical etheric plane. For this to happen, there must be a command to activate the forces on these levels and attain a rhythm, attain a voltage that can begin to act on the physical plane. This is very important.
Descendo
because
a esses planos
when
onde
a command
estamos,
descends to these planes where we are,
está harmonizando
this command
não só o planeta, mas está
is harmonizando not only bringing harmony to the planet,
e a humanidade da superfície,
it is attuning the surface of the planet
central,
and humanity of the surface of the planet to the central celestial
estamos
government and to the one consciousness of the cosmos. We are talking about commands that are operations, the implementation of operations. But who are these commanders?
Deve ter comandante.
Commands have
quem
to have
esses?
Commanders. Who are these?
Segundo o que nos foi passado, segundo o que nos foi
these,
doado,
as we have been told, according to the information given to us, these commanders are consciousnesses. We cannot call them individuals. These commanders are consciousnesses. They are hierarchies which administer the areas of work and direct the tasks or pilot the space vessels when they are using space vessels. From a spiritual point of view,
com o plano
and are perfectly identified with the plan of evolution.
De toda esta
so we can
de
see
toda esta
how different this is to the belief in, to this superstition about UFOs and flying saucers. We can see that this is on another plane, how this is on another level, how this is a different view of the current situation, of this entire process of the Earth.
Estamos usando palavras nossas, né?
And to these commanders, here we are using our words, words from the Earth.
Jamais chamaria o outro de comandante.
Of course, one of them would never call another commander. We are applying this term
aproximando dessas realidades,
in order to draw closer to these realities, to be able to bridge these realities, these levels of reality.
Esses comandantes, eles são
these commanders, then,
já têm
are already self-fulfilled. They have already achieved inner fulfillment. The commanders closest
outros
to the Earth as monads, others have inner
avatar,
fulfillment on the level of avatar. That is, they are beings who have already brought together their seven monads, which are all unified within the consciousness of avatar, and others are already fulfilled in the regent consciousness. So these commanders are much vaster commanders, much more powerful commanders from the perspective of contact with higher laws of the universe.
Todos, em todos os seus graus,
and all these commands on all their levels
com as leis
form bonds
com as leis
with the higher laws, with elevated laws, and radiate these
então,
laws to us.
Estar próximos de uma
so
lei
we may be close to a law, not because we know about it intellectually. We can be close to a law because this command radiates it. This command lives it, this command fulfills it, And this sends out a vibration, and this vibration can penetrate us, and then we can get to know the law. This is a different way, not the usual mental way. It is not this common intellectual thing. This is a different way of our getting to know things, and the commands are working at this.
Alguns comandos fazem parte desta hierarquia planetária.
Some commands are part of this planetary hierarchy. They are part of this planetary evolution, and they are already on the highest levels of this evolution. Other commands do not belong to the evolution of this planet. Other commands are in solar evolution, which is the evolution of the system. So these commands, which are in solar evolution, have a wider scope of action. They have a broader vision of the plan of evolution. And there are other commands that are in the evolution of stellar constellations. These are higher commands. These are commands that have a much wider vision. However, from our point of view, any command is a source of impulse to uplift our life and to fulfill the goal of the universe in us. So our relationship to these commands, our soul or monadic relationship, or our relationship with these commands on a more inward level, is essential, indispensable for us to be able to collaborate more consciously with the evolution of the universe.
Desta terra.
And not only with the evolution
Vejam
of this earth,
a consciência do planeta já está
you
mais
can see how the consciousness of the planet is already much more advanced than it seems, because for us to be able to talk about these
físico,
things on the physical level
pode acontecer
can
se a
only happen
do planeta
if the consciousness
já
of the planet
mais desenvolvida,
is already more developed.
O éter planetário,
the planetary ethers, planetary matter, physical matter, must already be becoming stimulated in a new way for this to be pondered on at the physical level, on the conscious level of beings of the surface.
Aqui, nós vamos trazer nome mântrico.
Here we are going to introduce a mantric name, which is a sound, a hierarchical mantric sound that can help us very much to bring about a change in our vibration through this sound. It is the name Astar.
Astar é som mântrico.
So Astar is a mantric sound. It is a mantric name, which is
da hierarquia cósmica. Do amor, sabedoria,
of
do
the
segundo
cosmic
raio,
hierarchy of
crística,
love wisdom of the second ray, or the Christic
então,
hierarchy,
Astar
as it is called.
É nome coligado
so Astar
com esta
is a name
cósmica.
Linked to this cosmic
e nós
hierarchy.
Trazendo Astar antes de qualquer outro,
and we are introducing Astar,
Astar
before any other because Astar, this hierarchy, is the source of teaching for humanity. It is linked to Christ. It is linked to the cosmic Christic energy. And so Astar is this wellspring of the teaching. And this source of the teaching
a transmissão do conhecimento
includes the transmission of philosophical knowledge, of knowledge about cosmic law
homem,
for the new human, for the new humanity.
Que, como novo homem e como nova humanidade,
so as the new human and as the new humanity, we will be consciously linked to Astar, linked
transmissão.
To this system of transmission.
Esta hierarquia Astar, esta consciência, chamemos assim,
this hierarchy,
já se revelou
a star,
no
this consciousness, as we could call it, already revealed itself in the past. Only in its former garments,
anterior,
in its former
remoto,
manifestation, in a distant past,
arcanjos.
It manifested
então,
as archangels.
Arcanjos são conhecidos,
so archangels
foram conhecidos.
Are known or used to
arcanjos
be known. The archangels used to appear to the consciousness of the more evolved beings
então,
of that time.
Presentes
so archangels used to be present in the consciousness of some beings
esta
who were able to attain
aquilo
this attunement.
Era o contato com arcanjo. E através de vários livros antigos vocês
in several ancient
contatos.
Books one can find described what in the past was contact
é
with an archangel and which today corresponds to our contact with Astar. This is our contact today with the way that this source of instruction and of teaching is manifested to us today.
Astar no nosso nível monádico, no nosso nível
and
espiritual,
Astar, on our monadic
ele
level,
serve
on our spiritual
como
level,
ancoradouro, ele serve como
serves
terreno
as an anchorage.
Para nós termos
it serves as a field
ancorada em nós a energia
for us to
daquilo
have
que nós chamamos
the
energy de samana,
of what we call samana
de forma
anchored
que Astar,
in us.
No nosso
so
ser,
Astar,
Astar
in our being,
na nossa consciência,
Astar in our
é o
consciousness,
campo, é a base,
is the field,
onde
the base,
samana,
where the consciousness, samana, this consciousness which is focused in
Mixmiclan,
but
samana
not only in Mixmiclan, samana is in the cosmos,
como
but we as humanity
de uma base
need a base
para podermos receber esta consciência
in order to receive this consciousness individually into our being. It already overspreads humanity through Mixmiclan, through the planetary center of Mixmiclan, which is the main planetary center of this planet. But in us individually,
os filamentos,
consciousness,
os fios de luz, de
the
energia,
strands,
que
the threads of light of energy that descend from this consciousness can reach us because this hierarchy, Astar, functions as a base for this.
Nós diríamos também que a instrução para as nossas mônadas, para o nosso espírito,
we could also say that the teaching for our monad, for our spirit, so that
cósmico,
it may be integrated and may recognize its cosmic path, this comes in this teaching, it comes from Astar.
Essa esfera terrestre,
when our consciousness begins to transcend this terrestrial sphere, this consciousness of ours starts to enter the inner schools. And in the inner schools, there is a follow-up of this teaching. Our development in an inner school is accompanied by Astar. It is accompanied by this hierarchy, who then introduces us into sidereal life, into cosmic consciousness.
Astar Asgran, que é ramo
Astar Asgran is a branch of this consciousness, Astar. Throughout the planet, Astar Asgran is the consciousness or the energy that represents the inner link of our monads, of our spirits, with the rescue operation, with the upraising of consciousness.
Para todo o planeta, é para nós uma espécie de luz muito especial.
So, Astar Asgran is a very special light for all of us and for all the planet, because this great light, this great entity, or this great consciousness,
representa a nossa ligação
in the universe
com todo o
trabalho represents de our connection
Nós
with all the work of rescue. We have a book called Signs of Contact that describes this work of Astar Asgran. It describes the moment when Astar Asgran made this link with the individual who was experiencing something in order to be able to report it, to report it in such a way that anyone who was able to read could make that contact, could form a thread with those realities. Because this is preordained for all the rescuable beings of the surface.
Que está nos trabalhando em nível de mônada,
Astar
ele
Asgran,
é
who is working on us at our monadic level,
é,
as a planetary consciousness, is also responsible for the contact between our monad, our spirit, and the space vessels. This is very important because when our monads are in contact with a space vessel, which is a much greater consciousness, an extraplanetary consciousness or a universal consciousness, when they are in contact with a space vessel, our monads go to another level of integration into the one life.
Astar, como hierarquia, então,
so Astar, as hierarchy, has this representative, Astar Asgran, for all the planet. But since the northern hemisphere has certain special historic and energetic situations, in the northern hemisphere, Astar Shiran, who is another emanation of this Astar consciousness, is in charge of this part of the rescue, this part of the upraising. So the northern hemisphere counts on Astar Asgran for the work on a world level and counts on Astar Shiran for specific work pertaining to those areas.
América do Sul, que é destinada receber muita energia que o
South America, which is foreordained to receive much energy that
Para
is focused,
Sul,
accentuated by the Misli Tlan planetary center, South America has a consciousness to whom we could also be receptive in a special way. And this is the consciousness
então,
we call Witaikon. So we already have some focal points for our minds to work on. And Witaikon is another point, another nucleus with which we could be attuned.
E Witaikon representa conselho e uma hierarquia.
And Witaikon represents a council and a hierarchy
vive na terra, com quem começou
linked
na terra,
to those who live on earth, to those who began on earth, because Witaikon once lived on this earth. Astar Asgran, Astar Shiran, these are not from this earth, but Witaikon evolved
então,
on this earth.
É aquele com o qual
so Witaikon is the one with whom we can have a closer
material.
Contact, a contact
assim,
that is almost material. There are even clairvoyant beings who can see Witaikon. It is difficult to see Astar Asgran or Astar Shiran because they are different, they are lights, their matter is different. But there are clairvoyants who see Witaikon, who know him in his physical features. He lived here on earth a long time ago.
De conduzir
in his
os seus
work,
melhores alunos,
he
os seus
led
melhores
his best pupils,
os seus
his
melhores
best disciples, his best students into intraterrestrial life.
A vida interna
so
da terra
for intraterrestrial life,
Witaikon,
for the inner life of the earth, Witaikon is a true
condutor,
messenger, a true guide,
comando,
a true command
de almas,
for monads, for souls of the surface, to enter intraterrestrial life intraterrestrial evolution.
E nós temos também informação a respeito de Sikuma.
And we also have some information about Sikuma.
A sua luz,
we know Sikuma from the photograph of the light on the cover of some of our books.
Que é comando.
So Sikuma is a command that is a part of the Council of Earth's Planetary Center.
No nosso despertar para
and
a vida
it
cósmica.
Endeavors to awaken us to cosmic life.
Muito diretamente,
since Sikuma works quite closely to us, it was even possible for it to be photographed
Sikuma
as light.
Tem como ponto focal o astral cósmico.
Sikuma is focused on the cosmic astral level. Sikuma is not situated on the terrestrial levels.
Desde o
the terrestrial consciousness,
divina,
from the physical level to the divine consciousness,
cósmico.
Is situated on the cosmic physical level.
Cósmico.
For us, the divine Sikuma is the cosmic physical level. Sikuma is
então,
on the
Sikuma
cosmic astral level.
Eleva,
so Sikuma is the one who uplifts us.
Us,
who draws us upward, who leads us to really change levels. Because as long as we are on the mental, intuitive, spiritual, monadic, or divine levels, we are still in the cosmic physical level. We need a force, we need a consciousness. We need something like Sikuma
nos levar para outro plano,
to really take us to another plane. That is, from the
cósmico.
Cosmic physical to the cosmic
aí,
astral plane.
Nós vamos começar a aspirar
then
realmente,
we will really begin to aspire and to have as our goal
origem,
the return to our origins. That is, we will begin to go to a superhuman evolution. To recognize where we came
enfim,
from
a nossa origem,
and where we appeared.
Sikuma é o que assumiu dentro da nossa evolução e dentro da evolução
so
planetária.
So in our evolution
de nos conduzir
and in planetary evolution, it was Sikuma that took up this role of guiding us to this cosmic
origem.
Astral plane where we will begin to find our
nós
origins.
Temos que considerar alguns pontos. Antes de encerrarmos este assunto
we
por
have
hoje,
to consider some
temos que considerar alguns pontos para que a gente
before
possa
closing this subject
estar
for today,
bem à vontade
we have to
na
look
busca
at
desses
some
contatos
issues so that
ou
we
bem
can
à vontade
be quite at ease
na nossa realização
when
interna
seeking these contacts,
de contactos
or quite
com
at ease in our inner experience of contact
nós teríamos
with
que
this.
Dissolver o medo.
We would have to dispel fear, especially fear of the unknown.
Então, enquanto houver medo
as long
do desconhecido,
as there is fear of the unknown,
medo,
as long as we are afraid of being in another
fica
condition,
só teórico, fica só
this process remains theoretical, it remains mental, it doesn't happen.
Execução.
This process
então,
does not
medo,
really get underway.
Nós estamos falando de medo de coisas
so
aqui,
fear,
porque
we are not talking about fear of things here, from here, because we have no intention of getting into that. The fear of the unknown,
sabe.
The fear of what
medo,
we don't know,
o medo maior,
the greater fear,
o medo de viver de forma superior.
The fear of
então,
living in a higher way.
Dissolvido.
This would have to be dispelled.
O amor pela verdade é o outro ponto.
Love for the truth is another issue.
Nós vivemos de mentiras.
We know
né?
that we live on
estamos
lies.
Com
that we are used to lying.
Confirmamos
that
a
we
nossa
confirm
mentira.
Our
nós
lies.
Sabemos isso. Isso é
we
normal
know this. This is normal
da Terra.
On the surface of
então,
the earth.
O amor pela verdade,
so, love for
o amor
the truth,
pelo que é real,
love for what is real,
já despertado em nós.
Should already have
senão
become awakened in us.
Este caminho, senão não é possível.
Otherwise, this path is not possible for us. Otherwise, it is not possible to begin this evolution, which is really the step we must take
na nossa vida cósmica.
To make the contact with cosmic life.
As ambições devem ter sido já transcendidas.
Ambitions should already have been transcended. And here we are not talking about human ambitions. We are talking about spiritual ambitions. You can see that spiritual ambition is so widespread that lunatics call themselves clairvoyants, that disturbed people claim to be contact persons. These people are sick, mentally sick,
psychologically sick,
and they say they are contact
persons.
So this is ambition.
Isso não é feito por mal.
There is no bad intention here. This is the work of ambition within the person. Because for someone to say that he or she is a contact person, the individual must have this sickness of ambition, because true contact persons only reveal this to themselves if they have the courage. And they wait for others to recognize it. And if someone does notice it, they say, ask for confirmation within yourself. Ask your hierarchy for confirmation. So this ambition is well known, because you know that the world is full of contact persons like this. So this ambition has to be overcome. A long time ago, the law of silence used to be observed as soon as one stepped onto the path. But in time, the law of silence fell out of fashion. And nowadays, there is not even silence of speech, much less mental silence. How can we have mental silence if we haven't learned how to keep our mouths shut? Today, the law of silence is one of humanity's greatest tests and one of the timeliest tests, because there are no more rules, there is no more teaching about this, there is no longer any spiritual organization on the physical plane that keeps this rule. So this is a challenge for all of us. This is a challenge to our free will, to keep silence or not. This is the test for these things.
Nós temos que considerar também até que ponto.
And then we also have to take into account to what extent we already have compassion. To what extent we have developed compassion in us. To what extent this compassion, this purity of the soul, is already being manifested, is already becoming revealed, is already being lived. So this is the preparation needed for all these contacts. This is the preparation.
Para nós seria dispensarmos.
So our task would be
inferior
to do away with what is below the level of consciousness we have already attained, below the level of consciousness we have achieved, so that we can gradually open up to a higher vibration and a firm decision to follow the prompting of our inner levels, to follow the prompting as guidance for our development and for our task. So you can see how this is very clear. Now we have to see how far this, which is clear, is feasible for us. Because when something complex turns up, we immediately latch onto it because of our vanity that delights in being involved in something complicated. Whereas something simple like this can meet with resistance.
Que foi retirada do livro Encontro Interno.
Here we have a saying taken from the book Inner Encounter,
Uitaikon,
which, moreover, is attributed to Uitaikon. It states the following:
Não olheis para trás.
Don't look back.
E não vos preocupeis com o que está adiante.
Don't be concerned about what is ahead.
Estai disponíveis sempre.
Be willing always and prepare for the direct contact.
Nesta frase, teremos que nos focalizar um pouco nela, teremos
we should ponder on this saying,
nela,
we should focus our consciousness on it, and let this saying work on us.
Repetir.
I'm going to repeat it.
Não olheis para trás.
Don't look back.
Não vos preocupeis com o que está adiante.
Don't be concerned about what is ahead.
Estai disponíveis sempre.
Be willing
e preparai-vos para o contato direto.
And prepare for the direct contact.
Witaikon.
Witaikon.